Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott drink the worst of the worst in Calibrate Merlot. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, oh Jesus, that's a healthy pour. I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
I'm fearful for my life.
You should
We're
be.
We're drinking.
Well, I will tell them that.
Wine that is, I'm scared.
I know. On tonight's show, folks, sometimes when you're in the store, and by the way, this is an unlicensed purchase. No, it's not. It's mine, nope. Actually. You see something, you go, what in the fuck is that? Or you just say, I don't know what I feel like buying. I'll just buy this. That's what this wine is. It's one of those wines that doesn't have any known purpose. And you don't know why someone would pick it up. That's why it's on closeout. And this wine, strangely enough, has no internet presence.
There's that. So not only no purpose, no presence.
It has, even the place that cellared and bottled it has no internet presence. It doesn't exist. It's basically like the CIA erased it. It's also only in Myers, which is unusual in the fact that that sucks. I mean, that really sucks. That means you couldn't get in fucking Aldi's.
No. What
or
it means
Trader
is,
Joe's.
No, they couldn't make Total Wine.
That too. But it's not necessarily a Myers exclusive. It's just Myers is the only one that would buy it, and no one bought it at Myers, so it got put on clearance for $9.99 of your money. And this wine is called, and it's from Columbia Valley in Washington, but it's called Calibrate Merlot. It's made by
Caliphate,
our sellers in Walla Walla, Washington.
Calibration.
Yes. Feel free to Google. Scott's being attacked by a labradoodle. He apparently doesn't like Cool in the Game.
No, he does. He loves my singing.
Yeah. He thinks there's something wrong with you. He's trying to defend you.
He knows that.
But Calibrate. Nothing is on the internet. They have no internet presence that we could find. We found a Vivino
page
for
it. It's really weird, folks.
But Vivino has no... Well, there's 15 ratings. We'll go through those after the break. But there's no information on this. And you'd think it's a Columbia Valley wine. It's not just Washington, just general appellation. It's Merlot. I mean, that, you know, what drew me to this is A, it was $9.99. B, I didn't know what else to buy. C, I wanted to buy something. D,
somebody else had bought up all the red beet.
I was gonna point at you for saying you bought it. And C, I sniffed, you know, rubber cement before I went in there, and so ergo we get Calibrate. We always need second show wines. Becky would never drink this. And in case you wanted to know, folks, and I know this matters to you, it's the 2017 vintage. So it's probably the only vintage there ever was. But nevertheless, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to provide you all the information that has ever existed known to man about Calibrate Merlot here, folks, on the Wine Vault.
Save me. Somebody help me, please.
Yeah, you're fucked. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. So we're back, folks. So the Calibrate Merlot from Columbia Valley, and it said it's handcrafted in Columbia Valley, which is, that's good to know.
Yeah, we're going to use beer terms to describe wine now.
The label itself is actually fairly pretty, purple and blue. It has little triangles that kind of make a 3D kind of look to it.
Prisms,
yes. On the back, the wine label says, calibrate means to take external factors into account to get things right. It's an apt description of the winemaker's role in crafting great wine. Dozens of decisions from the vineyard to the cellar must be made to allow the wine to its truest expression. This wine is laser-focused, which is hyphenated, and precisely balanced, semicolon. In other words, perfectly calibrated.
Even on the Meijer webpage, when there's a section for the wines that they call product details, it's blank. There's nothing there.
Wasn't in the store long enough to, I mean, it wasn't in the store long enough. I saw it there. I said, what the fuck is that? And then I didn't buy it, obviously. And then I saw it and I bought it. Yes, Vivino. Just so you know, most of the people that drank this wine, the taste profile, they provide a taste profile. I don't want to really, you know, give Vivino much credit because they shouldn't have any.
Vivino's not.
11 people said that it was pretty close to being bold. It was so tannic, but it's very dry. And it was somewhere in between soft and acidic. They said it was vanilla and oak, blueberry and plum. And then they had some community reviews. The first guy, Jerry somebody, he said, like the vanilla flavor. He gave it 4.5 stars.
He did.
He liked...
That's very recent.
Like the very vanilla flavor. That was just last month. Then Joseph Daly, I'll just, you know, he gave it 3.5 stars. Blueberry with some vanilla and oak notes. Solid Merlot at a good price. Then Matt Berg, he wrote, this is 3.5 stars. These guys also are as famous
Sparty
as...
Sparty fan, Michigan State fan.
Oh, yes. Tim Atkins is just like these guys. Blueberry, plum, little vanilla near the finish. Decent Merlot for the price. I want to show... Okay, more reviews. Marty Kupiak.
He said, really good Washington State. Period. That's it.
Is he talking about the actual state?
That's his review.
Does really? He know that his picture cuts off the top of his head?
No, that's
He's
his
wearing
hairdo.
A suit.
That's his hairdo.
Really good... So the state is nice.
No, it's really good.
Oh, okay. He likes the state. And then Jake Herrera wrote, not too dry. Don't find it super noteworthy. It's smooth, easy to drink. He gave it 3 stars. And that's all I can pull up.
And again, it's, you know, you're mixing terms. It's not, that's an alcohol review.
Well, this is alcohol.
No, that's a booze review, son.
Well, come on, man. I mean, we gotta, you know. I want to find recent, like the vanilla flavor, not too dry. Oh, that's it. That's all there is.
That's all there is.
I thought there was a 5-star. No reviews found in 5-star. It shows 1, but... Oh, somebody gave it a 1-star, and it doesn't show that. Apparently, it doesn't allow the 1-star to be... Well, we're going to give it a review tonight, and we're going to write this on Vivino.
I'm never writing anything on Vivino.
You are tonight. So... In the glass. First of all, I gave myself way too much. But it does look like Merlot. As to say, it's red. Slightly plummy, maybe a purplish hue.
I'm afraid.
Well, I don't want to get it too close to my nose because I'll smell it then.
Calibrate. It looks of purple death.
It is purple death, Scott. What did you think this was?
Jesus fucking
Christ. I'm going to punish you for being a bad person. By the way, Scott, let me show you something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my good Lord.
Stick your nose in that.
No.
Stick your nose in that.
Wineries, most generally, folks, when they have a cork, it's branded. They put their name on it. So Katina puts Katina on it. J-Lore puts J-Lore on it. This has a generic fucking thing that you would buy at some sort of supply store that just has grapes on it. Didn't say shit on it.
It's actually not even a good supply store cork.
No, I say, yeah. Jesus. Let's go in.
No. I want nose. I want to. Yeah. Look at that face. That's only a face a mother would love.
Popcorn butter.
Okay.
And blackberry jam.
Like the palm oil popcorn butter?
No. The Vaseline popcorn butter. And blackberry jam.
Sounds like one of your weekend nights when Becky takes the boys and go to Kentucky. Flip on the Netflix soft porn and you're good.
Well.
Vaseline.
At least the Vaseline. Popcorn.
Blackberry jelly. You gotta... Yeah, the jelly cleans up nicely. At least that's what you said. I don't know.
I have a story to tell, but I just can't tell them.
No, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Didn't go down that line. Okay.
It's so, too late.
You're not getting out of this.
Way down the line.
Now I'm making you drink it.
Bo.
Yeah, Bo's trying to eat cat food.
Bo, get out of the cat food.
Yes. Bo's trying to interrupt it.
He's not trying. He's eating.
No, that's right. There's 30 pounds of cat food. On the nose, this palm oil, but yeah, the blackberry jam. What else?
I'm gonna go over and eat cat food with the dog while I drink this. Meow mix sounding better all the time.
It smells like the rubber trim from a 1987 Plymouth Reliant. weather stripping from a K car from Chrysler.
Just, there is a certain rubber element about it.
Smells like condoms.
It's just...
Lubricated ribbed condoms. No, not ribbed. Studded condoms for her pleasure.
It smells like a brand new... You just opened a box of Legos.
Smells like a goddamn condom, okay? That's what it smells like. With blackberries. Blackberry jam and condoms. So if you're having a real fucked up night, I don't know what the hell's going on. You're having condoms and blackberry jam.
Vaseline and popcorn.
Yeah. That's what you got. A condom nose with blackberry jam, Vaseline, and popcorn.
Well, I...
Dog's back at the cat food. Apparently he'd rather eat cat food, maybe even Vaseline, condoms, and whatever. But perhaps you're into this, no, Scott. I don't know what your Saturday night was like. So mine was a little tamer. I had a pork sword, but that's about it.
Jesus.
Let's go in.
Vaseline, jam, and condoms.
Condoms. Yeah, this is the worst fucking nose. Let's just say it's that. Just, why is this on clearance? I would delete my internet presence, too, if I made this shit.
How much did you pay for this on clearance?
$9.99.
So it's actually normally higher priced than that.
Yes, it was normally like 16.
I can't imagine why it didn't sell.
Yeah, that's amazing. It didn't. None of it sold, by the way. It's delicious, isn't it? I didn't drink it. Okay, I'll go in.
Oh. 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 I'll say this. No, I won't say that.
Oh. Oh.
Prune juice.
Oh, yes. I don't like prune juice.
And it's not even prune juice. It's the sediment from prune juice.
Why can't I open my eyes fully?
I know.
A lot of charred
oak. I'm blind. I cannot see.
Oh. Oh, tons of prune juice and charred oak and condoms. Now, it has a greasiness to it. How does a wine taste greasy? Because this wine tastes greasy.
Like it they didn't change the oil.
No,
yet.
No. It has an oiliness to it. Not an oily mouthfeel, folks. It tastes like fucking canola oil is in the wine. It carries through in the nose. It's that condom nose. It has a, and it's not even petrol. It tastes like it has an oiliness to it. Just a slight canola edge.
Burnt frying oil.
Yeah.
Like Burger King French fry grease.
This tastes like cholesterol. Is what it
onion
tastes like.
Ring.
Oh, I don't know. It tastes like if you ate 6 bloomin' onions. That actually equates to one sip of this wine. Now, some people would say, that wine is rich. I wouldn't say that. I would say this wine is repulsive. That's what I would say. It is so bombastic. This is the most bombastic wine I think we've ever had.
Don't say bomb. You remember how we once upon a time we did a wine review episode, the words we hate when people use in wine reviews? Bombastic's my favorite.
Okay, but Scott, say someone went into a public restroom and made a very big mess and did not flush. When you'd go into that restroom to use it, you'd say, you would think, that's fucking bombastic what they just did.
That is not what I would think.
Well, that's the term, that's how I'm using that term. Bombastic in a negative sense. Yes. Because this tastes like that public restroom. Yes.
Now that's bombastic.
I mean, I can't even track these fucks down to know who to put the hit out on. I mean, it's just like...
There's nobody to make fun of.
No, because they don't exist. Because they've went off and off themselves. Our wines. What the fuck is that? It's an anagram, isn't it? It's Hannibal Lecter. That's what it is. Hannibal Lecter has a winery. Our wines. We're gonna have to figure this out because it's like it's a riddle. It's a riddle. That's what it is. Should we would love this. We should tell her we're gonna put it in the Value Price Hall of Fame. I would so drink cat wine right now.
Oh my god. That bad Greek wine?
Ritsina?
Yes.
It tastes like cat piss?
Yes.
No.
Better than this?
Well, yes, it is.
Is this better than this?
That's right.
Yeah. So...
Because you don't like the taste of condoms in your mouth. You've told me that many times. I don't know why.
Times.
I was like, well, what's that have to do with anything? You're like, I don't like the taste of condoms.
Well,
like,
it's because you try to... You talk about Vaseline, I was like, blackberry jam.
I was like,
when
Scott,
Becky's out of town,
it's hey, unusual. You wanna, why do you not? Why do you have an opinion about the taste of condoms?
Come over,
we'll
have something to eat and we'll drink. I've got Vaseline
and condoms
and blackberry jam.
And you say that with such a deadpan seriousness.
No, I don't think I want to put those things in my mouth. Thank you very much.
Again. Oh. Yeah, what is this?
That's a good question. What is it? What is this? You know,
it's more of a quaffer than a drink. You don't want to draw air on this wine. I guess the term would be it's full flavored. That's what they'd say. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, it's just repulsive.
This like
it's so bad and so unbalanced.
Well, it's balanced, but it's balanced with potpourri and incense and dog shit and
if you do draw air,
cigarettes though,
and then you allow it to hit your palate properly.
No, don't do that.
It goes mid palate, finish, and then it goes back to the front palate. With this awful
vanilla oak.
Ugh.
You know what it is, Scott? It's a smoker wine again. That's what it is. If you're smoking like a chimney, you can taste this.
Okay.
Artificially enhanced flavored wine.
I wish it was more artificially in flavor enhanced wine. It's bad. This is...
A little bit of a residual sugar.
Yeah.
But that's not really its thing. It's just so...
That little bit of residual sugar is probably one of its best characteristics.
It actually is, because it works with the rest of it.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Oh, my
burnt something. Like...
corpses.
Jesus, that's so inappropriate. No, like burnt plastic. And you get that smell and that taste in your mouth that you just can't get rid of. Did you ever burn your model airplanes?
Why would I burn a model? First of all, I never made model airplanes because I'm not a douche. But
you've never made...
No. You have those model Cox airplanes. Model ones. The models of the Cox.
I've told the story many times. The Cox planes.
The planes went away.
Yeah. No, they don't have dicks. Cox is the name of the manufacturer. Cox. C-O-X.
Cox. I one time, when I was working at Anderson's, I said I was calling on orders. People had placed orders for cases of wine. And so you'd call them and let them know their
name. The wine's in?
Yeah. So there's a guy named, last name was Cox. C-O-X.
Sure.
And I said, sir, is Mr. Cox there? He goes, are you trying to be funny? I was like,
that's your name?
I said, sir, that's your name. I'm calling to tell you your wine's in. Oh, okay. Like, you're a fucking dumb fuck. You know, it's like, are you trying to be funny? Yeah, because I wanted to call you up because your name is Cox, so I could say Cox. Fucking, what the fuck? It's like, you're like, are you trying to be funny? Your name is Cox, dumbass.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say, hey, is Mr. Penis Face there? I mean, you know, what the? You're trying to, no, your name is Cox.
You're a coxman, man.
Yes. Are you a big cox? How large are you?
Babe, the big blue ox.
Yes. Did you shave this morning? Did you shave your cox? I mean, you know, your name is Cox. Jesus.
Not in the morning, at night. Oh, that slipped out, didn't it?
The cox slipped out?
Damn it. I hate when that happens.
Oh.
Yeah, this is undrinkable.
It's everything we hate. And there's and it's not as bad as, say, Liberty School.
No, I'm not so sure about that, son.
Well, you don't get that far into it. It's simpler than Liberty School. But it's bad. And but the thing is, Scott, when you get to this level of bad... does it matter?
Does it fucking matter? What? So, can you even forget making out that it's Merlot and you?
No, you can't. No, Scott, there's no varietal definition in this wine.
Do you know that it's wine?
Yes.
Sort of.
Well, someone did something to the wine, but I know it's wine. There's wine there somewhere. A rat might have died in the glass, or, you know. You left it under...
Somebody, say, while piddling with Vaseline and blackberry jam, slipped a condom into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate that.
It's Sunday fun for you.
Well, I mean, you look at the bottom of the glass to find the condom that someone dropped in there. You're like, where's the fun? So, who's a funny guy? Who put the condom in my wine? I mean, that's kind of, you know.
Why is it?
It's not a running joke on this show, mind you. But I've heard that it's elsewhere. On James Suckling's Masterclass, he always gets the condom wine.
It's a topic of discussion.
Well, yeah, but he has demonstrations other times, so it just, you know.
Safe sex.
That's right. Now let me show you with the banana.
Oh.
Where'd it go? Oh, it's in my Chardonnay. Oh.
That's not all that it's in. Oh, what? No, you've smashed the banana. I'll have to go in and get it.
Oops. Oh, don't bite the tip of the banana.
Why, yes, I would love your finger eggplant.
Yes, that's a zucchini.
No, it's a fingerling eggplant.
Just watch. Oh, I made it disappear. And now I will make it reappear.
I wish I could make this wine disappear.
Oops, it broke off. I guess I'm going back to the emergency room again. It's going to be very difficult to explain. That's what the night of Calibrate brings, man. More on our end, because we say those things.
91, Mr. Suckling.
What? Is that the number I'm at the emergency room? I have an awkward situation. I can't sit down, but...
Are you here again for the vegetal penetration?
Well, it depends on what you mean by that. I had a firm grip, and then, yes, it's very awkward for me. I slipped. I was in the produce aisle.
Mr. Suckling.
Yes.
Firm grip left you bye-bye long ago.
There was blackberry jam, and there was a spill in aisle 3, and what happened was...
Do go on, James.
No.
What happened in aisle 3?
A spill.
Of blackberry jam.
A whoopsie-doo, I believe would be the proper term.
Whoopsie-doo.
A whoopsie-doo.
A whoopsie-doo.
Whoopsie-doo.
James, yes. What were you doing in aisle 3?
Yeah.
Were you thinking of Tim Adkins?
What I was doing in aisle 3 is considered a whoopsie-doo, yes, yes. There are no other terms that describe it except for whoopsie-doo. Whoopsie-doo. Look that up in the Urban Dictionary.
I'm pretty sure.
No more shall I explain my actions.
Whoopsie-doo is not in the Urban Dictionary.
It's in the appendix.
Yeah. Cross-reference it. Yeah, cinnamon.
That's right. It means...
douchebag.
Well, sort of. That's right.
God, this is awful.
Yes.
We went unannounced into James Suckling because of the awfulness of this.
Ugh.
Calibrate. Let's play word games. Calibrate.
Masturbate.
Masturbate.
Tate.
Prorate.
Prostate.
Fornicate. Love. California love.
Defecate. Masticate.
Masticate.
Obliterate.
Masturbate.
Taint.
This taint.
It's awful.
This taint good.
Can't imagine this was on Closeout. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
I can only imagine it's on Closeout. I
know. Here on the Wine Vault. So off the air, we've agreed that aside from making pornographic references, we're actually going to try to break this wine down, this Calibrate wine.
It's difficult.
On the potpourri, because it is an adventure in and of itself. So that means Scott has to drink it again.
Means you have to drink it again.
I already have a hangover, and I haven't even drank any of it. I mean... I feel like I have a hangover. It's one of those things where I'm sure the sulfites are off the fucking charts of this thing. Probably need an EpiPen. Scott's drinking. From memory.
There's God, at the back of the palate, a burning sensation. Probably not unlike a venereal disease.
Well, first of all,
but no, there's a.
Oh.
It's beyond sour oak. It's a soured oak. It's no.
It's charred American oak. Let's start
it's
off
just
with
awfully, badly charred American.
Let me start off with this. This wine is full bodied. It's a big big wine. It is.
Yeah.
It has no ageability whatsoever, but it's a big, big wine. But it's kind of like one of those bodybuilders that's all pumped up and greased up, but he has no fighting skills whatsoever. So it's a big, big, big bastard. On the front palate, the fruit you have is prune. It's prune juice.
And it's not savory prune. It's just those. Sometimes with prune juice, you'll get some sediment in the bottom of the glass, and it's got this. You know, it's prune related, but it's got a bitterness about it.
Well, there's slight bile aspect to it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it has a slight bileness to it, which probably isn't a good review. But the problem beyond that, which you'd think that's bad enough, but it goes into a crescendo of oak that is all charred.
Ugh. And
it's so domineering. I would have to think, Scott, though, that the oak, being its nature, is also impressing upon the front palate in the way it comes across.
Yes. Yes, it's just oppressive. The oak is oppressive. It's omnipresent, and it's just wrong. You know how every family's got that uncle that you can't let him alone with the kids. You can't let him alone with your aunt. You know, he's that guy. He's a bad man. It's like every family's got one of those. That's what this wine is. It's the bad uncle. It's the uncle you can't let with the kids. You know, you can't give him 5 minutes alone with Aunt Marie because he's bad, bad man. That's what this wine is.
Wouldn't that be his wife?
It's the bad. No, no, no. That's somebody else's wife.
His sister?
No.
No.
His brother's wife.
So this is a fairly spread out family. The tree.
Well, it's cousins.
Cousins.
A lot of cousins.
But they're.
It's what he likes. He likes the cousins.
But it's an uncle and an aunt. They're not cousins.
No, they actually are cousins. They're my uncle and my aunt.
Oh, so they are related to one.
Well, not my uncle and my aunt, but it could.
Well, you've already exposed them. It's your uncle and your aunt. Yeah. Yeah, so.
I don't have an uncle and an aunt.
Well, you probably do, but never.
Not that I know of.
Well, you do. Now you just exposed your uncle as being a creeper, but.
No.
That, I see where you get it from.
The story is. Has one, and this wine's that creeper.
Well, actually, I don't, but that's okay.
Well, you probably do, you just don't know about it yet. So,
I have a cousin's creeper, but
ooh, there's all those church people that are creepers. The church can't be, no,
I'm not related to those people.
Yeah, actually, kind of hard.
How?
Hate to break it to you. Just some things just aren't meant to be.
Are you familiar with what genealogy is? So you have to have blood relatives? I don't have any blood relatives.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, blood, do you? Freaking vampire.
Not anymore.
Vampired out of you.
I might take it as opposed to drinking this shit.
Jesus.
No, but no, it's in all seriousness, Scott, have you met a person that would drink this?
Ooh.
See, I don't know who drinks this stuff. Ooh. Because a serious wine drinker will know this is just terrible. And then your novice ones, it's just too much of a
in-your-face. Stevie
your doesn't
face, drink this. No, Stevie doesn't drink this.
In-your-face mess to, because it's not cheap and cheerful. There's no lightness to it. There is no laid-back elements of this wine where you say that it's mellow or it's pleasant or it's simple. I mean, it's simple, but it's simple like a fucking nuclear bomb going off. I mean, because it has punch. It just doesn't punch you the way you want it to. It punches you right in the nuts. It's a nut puncher. You don't like that. You always say that.
I think it goes right, left, uppercut to the balls.
Throat and nut puncher.
Left hook to
the majority, throat. Though, is a nut puncher.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't fight fair. And normally, Jesus. These wines, we'd say that they're light or this or that. This isn't that. I mean, this is... But the body is manipulated. You can taste all the way through it. It's manipulated to the high heaven.
Oh, God. It's purple death all over.
There's no natural element to it.
It's purple death that's poorly oaked. No, incredibly poorly oaked.
Overly oaked. I mean, yes. Whether it be poor or not, it's yes. Overly oaked.
I've got nothing for you, man. This is one of the worst we've done. And we've had a run of bad wines.
Oh, we have.
You go back to middle of April, by 2 out of 3 shows, just really bad stuff.
True. True.
I can't drink this. I see all the spaces up for storage up there that where we could put this and hold it back, but why?
You know what's funny? One reason why we're drinking it so quickly tonight, because I bought it today. Because if it was good, we'd buy more of it. Save that money.
You're a hopeful man, aren't you?
No. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to come back and provide this wine with a score that they won't like.
Do we have to?
I don't know
who they are.
Yeah, they won't be offended because they don't exist. Yeah. Here on the Wine Vault. Folks, so the 2017 is, if that fucking mattered, Calibrate Columbia Valley Merlot.
Our Cellars Winery.
As if that fucking mattered. No internet presence. By all means, try to find them.
You know what? If I made this wine, I'd hide them off the internet too.
Did you?
No.
I've had your attempts before. I'm kind of
curious. That was fake.
It was real. No. I might have rather drink that. The pig slurry wine.
This is as bad as anything we've had on the show in a long time. It escapes me to say something is worse than this. I wouldn't offer this to your worst enemy if they were dying in the street and dying of thirst. I would say, I have got this red wine you can drink. It sucks. Wouldn't do that to him. I'm like, you deserve more dignity in death than that. But I'm going to give this wall of shame. Let's go on wall of shame.
Wall of shame?
It's disgusting. 71 of my points.
71? Wow.
71.
71?
What says you, sir?
That was a lovely drink. It was water, but...
Let's go in one more time. No. No. Tricked you. Not doing it.
The problem with this wine is... A big reason why we don't like it is because it sucks. Well, it really isn't our thing at all. It shouldn't be anybody's thing. I'll start off with that. It doesn't have as much residual sugar as it probably should in the market. So that's a positive. The problem I have with it is I taste it and I know this is a manipulated mess. There's not a genuine inch to it. It's just all just purple death and whatever else, rat tail, whatever else I could throw in there, they did. It's not a 71 bad, though. It just isn't.
Oof.
Because it's to some people, smokers, whatever, palatable. If you're smoking, Scott, you'll drink this. You won't care. I'm going to give it... oof. 78-ish of my points. Not that that matters.
Not that it matters. It's so bad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I agree on the wall of shame, actually.
Yeah.
For a lot, but for different reasons. A, it's bad. It's not 71 bad, in my opinion. But because it does act, it is a cohesive product. It's just a lousy cohesive product. Because, Scott, it is full-bodied. It's big. It's just, we don't like any of the flavors that it presents. The nose is bad. If the nose wasn't so bad, it might creep up to near 80. But the nose smells like condoms and blackberry. And that's not a good start. And then when you taste it, I mean, Scott, honestly, other than smokers, I don't know anybody would like it.
Yeah.
If I, for me, for somebody that isn't into wine, obviously, mildly, we have a fucking show. So obviously, we drank a few. When I get, you know, when I think of kind of like, you know, non-important, silly wines, I gravitate to things that are cheerful.
Things that taste good?
Well, no, multiple Giano d'Abruzzo. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Simple
yeah,
things no, like that.
See what you're saying.
Maybe one or two note ponies.
This is a zero note pony.
Well, no, Scott, this has several notes, but they're all off that, key.
Yeah, they're all awful.
And I don't like the song that they're playing. It's just like, oh, that's a great movie. Yeah, but they murder people in
but
it.
I don't think anybody's going to like the song that they're playing here.
Perverted people would. I mean, Scott, this is the thing.
But they know that they're wrong.
This is like a snuff film. You and I'm trying to find things that you would equate to. We know snuff films are abhorrent, okay? However, if there was ever a high-quality snuff film done, would we know that? No. So, say this wine is of a weird segment where it appeals to people that would enjoy snuff films. Are we really in a place to judge that? Not really. You're not anyway. I am, but you're not. You know.
You just said snuff films.
Yes.
Three times within 45 seconds.
Did I?
I think you got some issues, son.
I kind of blacked out because this stuff's fucking with my brain.
Jesus.
I know. It actually, I haven't drank that much, and I'm almost unconscious. It's amazing.
I wish I was unconscious.
It's interesting. Perhaps the alcohol level is 14.5, but the mescaline level is 70%.
What's interesting that you're ready to pass out or the wine?
No, I'm ready to pass out. Maybe it has bath salts in it. Something, I mean, it might have bath salts in it. It doesn't come across as a natural high because, quite frankly, we haven't drank enough tonight for me to feel the way I feel.
No. Oh.
You getting that little lightheaded feeling?
No, I just feel like I am on a spaceship and I'm watching myself.
Okay.
Maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't know.
Listen, you've self-identified, now you need to work on it. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Yes, I will. And to best work on that, folks, we're going to have to acknowledge the 78 and the 71.
Wall of Shame.
Wall of Shame and a new designation that I've just come up with. Probably because I'm high.
Then I get high, then I get high.
And the designation is, what the fuck were you thinking?
No shit.
Or, also, what the fuck is this shit supposed to be?
So,
or, best, the actual designation will be, what the absolute fuck? That's this wine.
So, they make this wine, which they don't make.
Do they?
They buy it. It's made for them. And no matter what the grape is, they just slap another label on it.
Yeah.
Calibrate Merlot.
Excalibur Syrah.
Bottle before, Syrah. Bottle before, even though it's a red wine, it's Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
It's Meyer. Nobody will notice. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Formerly known as Pinot Noir.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Now it's Sauvignon Blanc. Anyway. Yet it's still red. Oh, whatever.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
So, folks. For Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver, we are going to bid you adieu.
The taxi driver formerly known as Scott.
Yes. And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.